Across the street, Klockner listened to the brief chat with Pagnazzi one more time, then called Langley. The final piece of the puzzle had just fallen into place, and Mr. DeVille would want to know it immediately. While dependent on fancy words and smooth talk and compelling photos, the scam was basic in its operation. It preyed on human desire, and it paid off by sheer terror. Its mechanics had been solved by Mr. Garby's file, and by the other letters they'd intercepted. Only one question had gone unanswered. When aliases were used to rent post office boxes, how did the brethren find the real names of their victims? The phone calls to Philadelphia had just given them their answer. Trevor simply hired a local private detective, evidently one with less business than Mr. Pagnazzi. It was almost 10 when DeVille was finally cleared to see Teddy. After a quick briefing, Teddy said, "That's what I thought." His instincts were uncanny, especially with hindsight. "This means, of course, that the lawyer could hire a local here to somehow uncover the real identity of Al Conyers," DeVille said. "The lawyer has to be neutralized." "Eliminated?" "Not yet. I'd rather buy him first. He's our window. If he's working for us, then we know everything and we keep him away from Conyers. Put together a plan." "And for his removal?" "Go ahead and plan it, but we're in no hurry. Not yet, anyway."